Tell us how different it feels today than it did 365 days ago.
More comfortable out there. Me being still young, I got a lot to learn. Trying to take advantage of this opportunity. We're still early in the season, well, in the OTAs, and we still got camp to go, so I'm just out there fighting for a spot.
Do you approach it the same way as when you were at the bottom of the depth chart and now you're running with the first team?
Yeah, I still feel like I still got to fight until it's guaranteed, so still fighting like I'm still the underdog.
How far into off-season, camp, preseason, regular season did it take for you to feel like Alex Smith was comfortable with you?
I feel like this off-season early that we got a lot of work in, me and him and the other. When Jeremy came in, I feel like we got a lot of work, not even on the field but off the field, in the film room, where we can know what each other thinking at the certain time of a route. So that puts me and both of us in a comfortable position.
What's it been like working with Jeremy?
He's an excellent guy. He knows what he's doing at all. He's the coach on the field for me, just like Jason. They come in, I can look to them at any time, even right before a play if I have a question from on the sideline. So it's great help out there.
Do you think most of the younger wide receivers have felt that way with Jeremy coming in?
Of course, we talk about it all the time. Even when I see him with something, I'll be like, yo, Jeremy, Jason's here, myself, just look over him, just trying to build a great relationship between all the receivers.
Some other young guys out there in your positional group, do you find yourself kind of helping those younger guys along now that you've been in this system for a year?
Yeah, I always felt like I took the role of trying to help everybody out to build the core, to make the core a stronger core. Yeah, it's slowing down a lot, but I feel like I still have a lot to learn at the position in this level and in this system.
How do you balance that quest for learning but not being afraid to make mistakes?
It's just something you got to feel. When you go out there, you just got to know nobody's perfect. So, and if you do something wrong, you do it at full speed, it's okay to be coachable. That's the thing about it. When you're coachable, you understand that you can go out there and not try to make a mistake, but making a mistake, you can bounce back from it and learn from it. So when you do make a mistake, you can only go up from there. Just getting more comfortable with the playbook. And just being able to recognize the defense earlier in the play clock before the ball is being snapped.
And how important is it for you to recognize
it? It's very important, because when you're out there and thinking about what you're doing, you're not be able to do it fast. And me being a fast player, I got to know what I'm doing to be able to use my speed.